This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The 50th anniversary celebration at Jack London State Park in Glen Ellen was in full swing yesterday, a popular public tribute to the writer-turned-pioneering organic farmer. But there is one piece of London's 1,400-acre beauty ranch that remains in a state of continuing slow decay, even as efforts to protect and restore it creep forward. That piece is the stone-and-mortar dam that London built back in 1913, and which Elisa Stansel has been working to get repaired since 2005.
Where we are now is still dreaming of swimming in it again and proceeding carefully to take care of every single detail that we have to, because it is a National Historic Landmark, which creates a lot of hoops that wouldn't normally have to be gone through, but we are going through them.
That has meant laboriously getting sign-offs for red-legged frogs, Native American flints, non-native plants, soils, hydrology, and more, each step prolonged by state staffing cuts and furloughs. And all the while, the dam itself is deteriorating.
In the 7 years that I've been here, I've seen the leaks that are springing through the dam increase in volume by about 30%. We have 5 leaks that are bigger than 2 inches across. That means that the interior of the dam is getting eroded.
But Stansel says repairing the leaks is no simple fix.
The materials that were used for mortars then versus mortars now are different. And if you just went in and tried to do what you thought was a great job and put in some binders and some of the new super strong mortar, that actually can completely degrade what's left of the historic mortar. You could actually do harm.
The lake behind the dam, where London swam, fished, and boated with friends and guests, is fed almost entirely by winter rains, which were captured for use on the Beauty Ranch. But these days, Stansel says, the water is released to ease the pressure on the aged stone barrier. Even so, winter storms can quickly fill the reservoir, and overtopping is a recurring problem.
It's overfilled with silt, so the water runs over the top, and there's a huge erosion issue, 20 feet deep and 30-foot-wide gullies that are running down the side of the mountain adjacent to it, which we could correct as soon as we're allowed to get in there and take out the old silt. So right now, it only holds maybe 30% of what it used to hold.
Gathering private donations and working with the Valley of the Moon Natural History Association and its offshoot, the Jack London Lake Alliance, the necessary surveying, engineering, water testing, and other prerequisites for the repair permits has gradually been accomplished. And Stansel says state park officials outlined a potential schedule for the repair work at a meeting just a few weeks ago.
They believe that they will develop dredging and construction contracts and a timeline for 2011. They believe that they will develop project scope for engineering repair and test the archaeology sites and complete the excavation report in order to complete federal permits by the end of this year.
But based on her experience so far, Elisa has some doubts about the actual timeline.
Blue sky, best case, we would be starting some mortar repair next summer, and we would dredge the summer after. Gray sky, 3 years from now before we start anything.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.